Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ukrainian city under fire.
What happens in Mariupol is an epitome of war crime.
Justice Thomas hospitalized.
He's being treated with intravenous antibiotics.
Hearings for historic high court nominee.
It'll be a respectful deep dive into her record.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Russian attacks pulverize major cities in Ukraine. In the capital, Kyiv, at least 6 people were killed by Russian shelling at a shopping center. The estimate now is that 10 million people have fled the country. That's a quarter of Ukraine's population. As CBS's MTS Tayyab reports, Moscow offered to let civilians escape in the southern city of Mariupol if Russian troops were allowed to take over. Ukraine's government said no.
This once thriving southern seaport, home to nearly 500,000, is now a wasteland. The violence has been catastrophic. There are now so many bodies, volunteers are left with little choice but to bury them wherever they can, including by the side of a road. But it's in Mariupol's basements where the living remain. We've been here for 11 days, she says. We have some food and some firewood, but in a week we'll have nothing. What should we do? The fall of Mariupol would be a significant victory for Vladimir Putin's war. It would allow Russian forces stationed across southern Ukraine to connect with soldiers in the east of the country. At the St. George Church in the western city of Lviv, anguish at the horrors across Ukraine. Father Pavlo Drozdik is a priest here.
My heart is broken. I cry all time because I can't understand why.
I'm Wendy Gillette along Poland's border with Ukraine. Miami resident Oksana Smakowska flew into Warsaw and headed straight to the border to pick up her parents, who live in central Ukraine, about 180 miles south of Kyiv.
At this point, it became more and more dangerous. They're bombing all of the cities around our city, so we decided to take a trip.
How stressful has this been for you?
Extremely stressful. Since the beginning of war, not a single Ukrainian, I think, can sleep or eat or do any daily chores.
Her future plan is unclear. Stay in Poland for a month or two, and then maybe bring her parents to Germany, where friends have a home, or fly them to the U.S. if allowed.
President Biden heads overseas this week. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe says one of his stops will be Poland.
Later this morning, the president will speak with the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Great Britain about their ongoing coordinated response. That trip to Poland later this week is designed to thank that country for absorbing so many Ukrainian refugees. A big week of diplomacy ahead.
And as bad as the war already is, there are continuing fears Russia could use chemical weapons. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Face the Nation.
I think if a chemical or biological weapon was used, you'd see a significant reaction from not only the United States, but also the global community.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is in the hospital. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a written statement, the Supreme Court says Justice Thomas was diagnosed with an infection and is being treated with intravenous antibiotics. The statement says he'll be released from the hospital in the next day or two and that his symptoms are abating. He is the longest-serving member of the Supreme Court of the United States.
And this morning, confirmation hearings open for President Biden's high court nominee. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will make one of the most important cases of her career to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Harvard Law graduate and mother of two currently sits on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. She has also been a district judge, public defender, and served on the U.S. Sentencing Commission. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin chairs the Judiciary Committee.
How much pressure do you feel to get this right?
I feel some. I'll be very honest with you. I want to do this in the right way.
Republican Josh Hawley has signaled he wants to use the hearings to go after Jackson's sentencing record.
This is someone who has consistently let sex predators, child sex predators, off the hook.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he hasn't made up his mind.
The committee will ask her all the tough questions. I haven't made a final decision as to how I'm going to vote.
A Chinese airliner on a domestic flight crashed in a southern province today, 132 on board the Boeing 737. There's no official word on casualties. Satellite data from NASA showed a massive fire just in the area where that plane went down at the time of the crash.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Firefighters have made progress against a group of major blazes in Texas that have been blamed for at least one death and the loss of dozens of homes. Wendy Rogers and others attended Sunday services outside because their church in the town of Ranger burned down.
It's just a building. The church is the people. And so the church is still standing.
In Dumas, Arkansas, there was gunfire at a weekend car show.
The bottom line on this is just two individuals got in a gunfight. There was no mass shooting intended on this.
State Police Colonel Bill Bryant says one person was killed, 27 were injured. There has been one arrest. Over the weekend, China reported its first COVID-19 deaths in more than a year. The new Omicron subvariant is causing case numbers to rise in some parts of the world. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week.
We likely will see an uptick in cases as we've seen in the European countries, particularly the UK, where they've had the same situation as we've had now. The BA2, they have a relaxation of some of the restrictions such as indoor masking, and there's a waning of immunity.
March Madness, the Sweet 16 is all set. Number one seed Arizona almost didn't make it. The Wildcats needed overtime and a lot of second chance shots to beat TCU.
Opportunity, that's not good. Mathurin with another big offensive rebound. Mathurin puts it up.
In his final season at Duke, Coach K's Blue Devils fought their way past Michigan State on CBS.
Back out to Roach. He's going to launch a three.
Oh! Big time early.
Powerhouse Baylor was ousted in the women's tournament by South Dakota. Well, for daytime TV fans, only a few more months of this.
He denies not one, but two of her children.
Putting away the paternity tests, 83-year-old Maury Povich is retiring, and his show is wrapping up production with episodes to run through September. He had a 31-year run.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A guy on two wheels caused some headaches for several 18-wheelers.
A bicyclist managed to cut off and significantly slow down the People's Convoy this weekend in Washington, D.C. The truckers weren't happy and blared their horns to push him out of the way, but the biker was unbothered.
Oh, it's too loud, huh? Okay.
Videos of the guys slowly riding in front of the line of semis are all over social media. The truckers have been protesting COVID vaccines and mandates, even though D.C. and most of the country has already lifted restrictions. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Back in 2015, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis went to jail briefly, refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. A federal judge now says she violated their constitutional rights. It means two couples who sued her could be entitled to damages. There will be a jury trial. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.